Welcome, everybody. Welcome one. Welcome all to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. This is Sturch. That's Gooch. And what do you know? We did it again. We just
a whole new set.
We just keep doing this, bro. First of all, let me introduce to you my crew. I got to personalize this bitch because I was tired of just, well, actually, it's for the lighting. I mean, let's be honest. We had a glass thing. We saw a reflection. There was so many ways to do the lighting and stuff. So I was like, all right, I'm going to lose Witten. I love you, Witt, but you got to go. So I helped, you know, I helped myself to
It adds a little personality.
We got Dakota up top across from Jeet. And then we got Primetime behind me. And then we got Brock Lesnar, the baddest man on the planet. And then, of course, Mark Messier with the cup, and that's the last time the Rangers won
the
cup.
If my side fought your side, my side would fuck your side.
First of all, Brock would kill all of them by himself.
Okay.
And then we're going up top, and we got Hat-Trick Ewing. But anyway.
This guy operates in silence, and he'll kill your whole fucking...
You have a ninja.
The samurai, don't get it twisted.
Ninja, samurai, same thing, right?
No.
Oh, well, that settles that. But we have ourselves a new set again, so we're excited about that. We're feeling a little bit more comfortable as I do that, and I'm sure that'll just whack everything.
First of all, that's what I do the entire episode, all episode, every episode. I'm just like banging the mic around. So
I did hit up my wire, so hopefully, for the love of God,
we get our sound right.
Better sound as far as last week is concerned. We do apologize for the technical difficulties. I will blame that strictly on the intern, Anthony. So other than that, he's in the house today. Anthony's with us. Ashmere Fit is with us as well.
Hello.
So we're here for another episode. And again, I think I lead off every episode like this, but Gooch, big things are happening.
Yeah, man, it's been a big week again.
Another big week, bro. I mean,
I'm excited, but I'm anxious and I'm nervous and
There's a lot of cool things happening, man. Look, it's all good stress. Yeah, try being me as I break this down to my dad, by the way, yesterday at the dinner table. I'm just like, Dad, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop making money.
Yeah.
Just to maybe make money.
We're going to make
And we're going to try. So, I'm kidding. We are just swimming in it over here at Chop Sports. But with that being said, we started off with what we got going on this week. And that is the 3rd of July. I don't know where they came up with the name. I don't know where, you know, who came up with the name of the band. But the 3rd of July is performing at JR's Pub. It is a fine, fine establishment in Fords, New Jersey. When I say fine, I mean that place sucks. But
But we're going to be there.
We're going to be there. And the now beer, I'm going to be there. I'm not going to remember it.
And the beer's cold and the shots are
hopefully colder.
Strong.
And cheap. I've never been there.
Well, listen, they can be cheap. It doesn't matter. No, JR's has been there forever. I used to go there a lot when I was in my 21, 22. This is right up your alley there, Ash. So it's like a end of the night.
I highly doubt there's going to be much of an Ashmere Fit crowd there.
I think it's going to be more of like a
divey, you know, enjoy some type of Poulev vibes. Yes,
but
Ash knows all about
Poulev.
See, I'm so old, man.
Poulev is the first underage bar I ever went to. Well, I went to the first bar underage.
You're under arrest. Anyway.
I had nothing to do with that night, by the way.
All right, anyway. 3rd of July, my boss, Sean Basinger, Dr. Sean Basinger, who's currently right now playing in a tournament.
I saw the box score.
Oh, yeah, he sent that to me, and then he sent me his stats. Boy can still do it. He still brings it. He told me, he's like, I don't want to brag about this, but your boy still got it. And I know he still got it. So anyway, Health and Fitness Professionals owner is one of the members of this band, along with LaCorey.
My boy Joe.
Joe LaCorey is in this band as well. So we're excited. They're playing on some music. So if you're listening
Is it outdoors?
Yeah. So everything's cool. COVID safe and all that stuff. And we're spaced out. It's going to be 60 degrees and sunny right now, which means it'll definitely rain. It's definitely going to happen.
Get those Chop Sports hoodies because when the sun goes down, it gets a little chilly,
that would be cool,
right?
If everybody's wearing a hoodie.
Yeah. No. Bring your gear, wear your stuff. Get over to JR's Pub on Saturday night, March 27th at 7 o'clock because it'll be a doozy of a time.
I know Bobby Fitzgerald can't wait. He keeps on talking about it. He's all in.
I know our boy Wex is coming.
Would not expect anything less.
Speaking of Wex, as we bring him up, because I want to give everybody an update on the softball because I'm excited. I'm excited about softball. I'm excited about the co-ed team. And we had such a good response that we're going to put in two teams. I'm just waiting on Middlesex County to get back to me and say, like, hey, this is the Knights we're playing. here we go. You know, so I already, you know, put out the text to my brother. He'll be playing with us. Your brother says he wants to bet last.
Says he wants to play. Says he wants to play. We'll see about
that. Right. And you know, it's funny. I did bring that up. I brought that up to him and I was like, bro, last time I recruited you to play softball, you never showed up. He's like, oh, you guys had a team that year? I'm like, why else would I
recall? Like, usually when you get recruited to play on a team, there's right. a team. But no, you know.
That team was god awful. But in any event, we're doing the softball. We got ourselves a co-ed team. Wex hit me up. See, here's the thing. There's so many people involved in this right now.
What'd I tell you?
What?
You go public with a softball team. Everyone wants in.
Right, and that's fine.
It's
and
hard to...
I created a whole separate page because I was like, I'm not going to have this mix in with Chop Sports because it's just... It'll just be too much, and it'll be drowned out by Jim Sloban posting pictures of God knows what and Danimal going crazy. You know, so it'll get lost. It will get lost. So I didn't want to do that. So I put a new page up for the softball. We're going to get a team going, two teams, okay? Whatever night is the men's, we'll get the men's team. Whatever night, co-ed, we have the co-ed team. Got some great girls on the team because I'm friends with all of them, and they're studs. They're all good ball players because I will not accept losing. Okay, just so you know, like it's all fun and games, right?
I was looking at the roster. There's some players on these rosters, but
that will ruin my night.
I want to know if we could get a Joe Kroner on the team. Like, I know some softball players in this league.
Well, I also don't want to bring ringers in.
No, I want to get some players.
Right, no, you know, I think the lineup we had, I think Mangine hit me up. He's like, hey, man, I don't see my name. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, like, but it's so hard to keep up. But we're going to have enough. And Wex hit me up via DM. Shocker. And he hits me up. He's like, hey, man, I want to play on the co-ed team because I'm old. And then I was like, all right, look, there's only so many spots. If you put 15 people on a team, six of you guys are sitting on the bench.
If
you
Wex wants to play on the co-ed team, I'll gladly join the men's team.
So you're just going to off yourself? Cutting yourself?
Yeah, I'm cutting myself. That's honestly tragic. It really depends on what night.
This is what we do.
Yeah, I know, but like, I mean, like, if Jimmy Palumbo's like,
you got to record. Jimmy, if
you want to play, you bat 706, Jimmy.
Right. You batted 706 in the regular season. You're a goddamn Hall of Famer in the world of
beer league softball. I mean, like, call it what it is.
You, all right? Because if you're not coming, maybe we don't even do this thing, all right? Because I know you did chime
in
on that
post. At least Jim could come coach third with a mic.
Oh, my God. That would be absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. But I know Mike DaCrosta, our boy at Body Bronze Tanning Salon, the sponsor of the Chop 3, he'll be coming on as a sponsor as well. So that's a good thing. He's going to be paying for the league, and it's going to be free to everybody except for, you know, we're getting jerseys made. We're getting all sorts of cool shit made. It's a real big deal. So if you want to play softball and you want to be competitive and you want to win a mother effing championship with Chop Sports, holler at your boy, slide into the DMs, we'll talk, and we'll get you negotiated. We do have enough girls, I believe. We're already up to like five, I think, so we're good on that. Liz, thank you for the recruiting because she brought the smoke. We got, I'm talking Stansky, Jen Jones. Jen Jones is a powerhouse, and I love Jen Jones, and she's coming on board as well.
I think she plays on like a national rugby team.
Rugby, bro. Yeah, she will kill both of us. Legitimately kill us. Anyway,
and I'm pretty sure she took you out in fantasy football too, right?
She just smoked me.
Yeah,
in fantasy football.
I saw that
she
on
won
the
championship last year, and I'll never live that down. I can't beat her. She's like, I'm like the Bills to her Cowboys, you know. And I know she's gonna hate that because she's a big Steelers fan. Wah, wah. But anyway, so softball's gonna happen. We're excited about that. We're bringing on a new sponsor starting today. Jay Devlin, CRG Holmes.
Colonia guy.
Dude, I can't with the Colonia.
I got another Colonia guy we'll get to after this.
All right, sure. You know, but Jay Devlin.
You'll be excited about it.
Thank you very much for coming on as a sponsor because I know, look, people are like, but, you know, you already have a realtor. Devlin's down in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, baby. Like, dude, first of all, we're excited about a couple days over here with, like, nice weather.
Yeah.
It's nice down there, like, half the year. So get in contact with Jay Devlin. You'll hear his commercial on this podcast. And again, thank you so much for being dedicated to us and supporting what we do. Speaking of support, we will be pulling the winner of the bundle for subscriptions of our YouTube channel with a caveat.
We need 150 subscribers.
We want 150.
We're at right one, now, 118. We're at
118.
It's been slowing down dramatically,
please,
people.
You know, keep
Yeah, we just need a click.
It's a click.
It's like a fucking click.
You can literally, it takes me 8 seconds to make an email account. Make it, joeblow123 at gmail.com. Go on to the YouTube.
I've gotten people.
Hit subscribe.
Reach out
Bang,
to me.
Bang, you're done.
My good friends are reaching out, and they're like, dude, watch your shit on YouTube. It was great. You know, a little bit of constructive criticism here and there. And then they're like, I'm like, oh, do you subscribe? They're like, oh, no, I don't actually have. I tried to like it, and it says you're not signed in. I'm like,
and
so fucking
stop.
Sign
that's
in.
That's when people stop.
So
like,
sign
oh,
in.
God, I'll sign in.
And I'm talking about, this is like a guy
in.
That, you know, if I had to move, I would call him to help me move. And he can't fucking sign in for me.
First of all, if you're going to help anybody, it's going to be LVC Transport.
There you go.
They'll hook you up.
There you go.
My boy Chris Romano, who's also on the softball team, he actually literally hit me up. He said, I need on this team. I said, you're a shoo-in. Like, that's not even a question.
Is it a shoo-in or a shoo-in?
Shoo-in. Probably shoo-in. I said that wrong.
Shoo-in.
As I'm corrected.
As I call you out, right? Like, yeah.
Friggin' guy. But anyway, so again, softball things, new sponsors. It's been a roller coaster for me and Gooch to get all this. I know it's off camera right now, but we just put a TV up, so now we're never leaving this place. Yeah, the NCAA tournament.
As if I leave anyway.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
True. Gooch is like texting me at 11:30, like, "Hey, man, I'm just leaving. I'm just like I'm sitting there like one eye open at home.
It's like 9:30, and I'm like, "Yeah, Jimmy hasn't gotten here yet."
Yeah.
The fucking Jimmy.
Jimmy Palumbo. I guess you know a little Hollywood on us there, bro. But we're excited about
right,
Jimmy.
It's all right.
We're very excited about Jimmy, and big things could be following with Jimmy. So that's awesome.
So I want to get to something though that happened over the weekend.
You do,
yeah, man.
Go ahead.
How pumped is everybody about our boy Paz?
Yes,
over at Rutgers.
I shot him a DM.
The national tournament. All right, we're gonna say Scott Goodell, the Rutgers head coach, obviously doing an amazing job.
Dude, he's got three All-Americans.
They had three All-Americans. I think it was the Turley guy. I'm pretty sure he has to be in the room with Paz as his main training partner.
Definitely.
They're right around the same weight. He lost. He was a 26 seed. He lost the first match of the tournament and wrestled all the way back to the podium. I think that might be one of the most impressive stories of the entire tournament. Losing as a 26 seed and wrestling back.
I've never watched and followed collegiate wrestling like I have in the last 2 months because of Paz.
And we'll get to the Paz thing, man. Did you watch that match?
I did not. And
bro,
I got to catch the quarterfinal match.
Bro, what a fucking match that was. It was tied up. I think he got the takedown in the last 25 seconds to advance to the semis.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the semis, took a tough one, but he was tied 1-1 at the end of regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Go through two overtimes, tied 1-1. He lost in sudden victory, three overtimes. But, bro, true freshman.
But unbelievable. He's the future of
true
Rutgers
freshman.
Wrestling.
It was probably the highlight of my entire weekend watching that match and then following Lou Grasso and Danny Grasso on social media, giving the updates about how Paz was doing. You know, I made a comment. I didn't, but my co-host on the MMA podcast that
we
just
say,
released.
I'm right here.
made a comment about how people, you know, kind of look weird standing on the podium. How do you feel good standing on the podium next to a guy you lost to? And then I was like, you know, I get that in like a JV wrestling tournament, but then I was watching Paz stand up there as fourth
That's
place.
That's proud
And I'm like, bro,
right
I would be so fucking proud
Dude, he is,
to be
I,
on that podium. You don't I, realize the level that he's at right now because national tournament is
I
just
am finding out
bro,
so much more
Big
about
10?
Collegiate wrestling, especially in the Big Ten. And dude, first of all,
I got chills, Paz.
Love,
I never even met the kid, and he,
I
you
love
know,
Paz.
Like
We're
so
gonna
inspiring.
Have him on the podcast. We're definitely gonna have him on the podcast. That's been agreed to. We just gotta, you know, let him get through his season first. Let him get through the off season, so I can, you know, then we can talk to him about the incredible season that was. But dude, did you saw the guy who won the damn thing with no ACLs?
Yeah, it's just
what
a
are
different
we doing here?
Wrestling, it just breeds different types.
Meanwhile,
of people.
LeBron James rolls his ankle.
Breeds,
he's out for the rest of
it
the
breeds a whole
season.
Different type of person.
Really is,
These
man.
These wrestlers, they're different, man. They're
between,
really different. These guys
I'll be
have
honest,
self motivation
between
beyond
collegiate wrestling and hockey players. I think those guys are just.
Yes.
You got to be an absolute
hockey players are nuts too
savage.
Because they do it like while hammered. You know,
well,
some of them do. No, you know, like
yeah,
I should get rid of that. Look, hockey players, they're some fucking stud athletes
oh,
in hockey.
Dude,
I don't want to make it seem
just
like it's a bunch
it.
Of drunks out there, but that's the way I see it, guys. Hockey,
oh, no,
I just
he
not
just
much,
thinks you guys are all like
you know?
Hooligans. You know what I'm
you
saying?
Know?
Like they just want to kill people, and that is the sport. Anthony, our intern. You're just poking fun at him because he's a
I'm
stud
not.
Hockey
I love
player.
Anthony. He's a great
I'm not
kid.
Saying he's a stud hockey player.
He's a stud, all right. Look at him.
Look
he's
at him.
Sliding
he
in
is up. Just.
He tells my girlfriend,
ladies,
he's like, I got a gym in my garage. I got,
not
a,
single. I'm so
I got
sorry.
A gym in my garage. And then he's like, I live right by the beach.
Yeah,
and I'm
dude,
sitting
like,
here. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, bro?
His mom is like, we're running late today, right? So I'm just like, oh, he's fired. She's like, good. Then we're going to the beach. And I'm like, oh, sick invite.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? You know? So, anyway, a great weekend for Paz.
Yeah,
great,
man.
Great weekend for Rutgers.
Highest
Rutgers
rank.
As a whole.
Yeah.
We'll get to Rutgers in a
highest
little bit.
Rank in history for a wrestler in the national tournament, Paz, making history for two straight weeks.
Unbelievable.
Great.
Unbelievable.
Great stuff.
And you know what's the best part about all this stuff
try
with Paz?
Again.
Ooh, oh, almost. We'll look at that. We'll show you footage about it later. But the best part about this Paz thing is obviously the feats that he's doing, like the things that he's doing. It's like, and I know Chop Sports as a whole brings the community together, but damn, does it bring the Chop Sports community together. We are all on board the Paz
I was
train.
So happy when we first started posting about, I think it was a Paz match. It was Paz wrestling against
somebody.
I think
it was one of the
best. In a dual meet, a big dual meet against some really stud wrestlers, because when you're wrestling the Big Ten, pretty much every match is against a guy that you're going to see later on in the tournaments. And the response we got with the wrestling fans in the group, and I don't say wrestling fans, I mean like collegiate, scholastic wrestling.
Yeah, no, he's not talking
talking
about WWE.
I'm not
like
talking
that,
shit about it. I love Razor Ramon, bro. He's oozing machismo. He's one of my heroes.
Yeah.
But
heroes, Jesus Christ.
Bro, come on, Razor Ramon.
All right, well, in any event, no, Razor Ramon is a hero. There's a lot of stuff.
It's not even Spanish.
Oh, he's definitely just white.
Yeah, so
like,
come on, bro. That's a legend to me.
Anyway. Hey guys, this is Sturge from Chop Sports, and I want to talk to you about a new hobby of mine, and that's real estate. Ever since we brought on our resident realtor here at Chop Sports, that's all I can think about. So we got another one. You know who's really good at this stuff? Jay Devlin of CRG Homes. Jay is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and business is booming. Whether you're looking to relocate, buy, rent, or literally purchase property and watch your stacks get higher, Jay is the guy to do this for you. He's already in the process of helping me out right now on a possible summer home. Call Jay right now, 843-315-5913, and have yourself a chat and learn about all the perks and tell them Chop Sports sent you. Health and Fitness Professionals is your one-stop shop for all things sports medicine. They now have four locations in Woodbridge, Scotch Plains, South Plainfield, and Freehold, New Jersey. They're now offering physical therapy, occupational therapy, pain management, chiropractic services, acupuncture, cryotherapy, you name it, they do it. I can't say enough about their chiropractors on site. I get adjusted literally 3 times a week to get my old 35-year-old self feeling as best as possible. Contact them today. Check out their website, www.hfrehab.com, for more info. There is a new legend being born in the wrongest way possible. Okay. We got some issues going on in the NFL offseason. We're not just talking about free agency. We got to touch on this because it's one of the hottest button topics. It will never be dropped until the case is dropped. Deshaun Watson has been accused of allegedly asking women for things, forcing women to do things, massage parlor activity. 12 women have come forward. Now, here's my knee-jerk reaction, okay? You want to talk about a guy who is under the microscope right now because he doesn't want to be in Houston anymore. And he's made that clear, okay? When the Texans traded away, or got rid of, I'm sorry, they didn't trade him, they got nothing for him. When they released J.J. Watt into the wild, something was up. And I felt something.
I mean, something's been up.
Something's been up because, look, again, Bill O'Brien trades away Hopkins for a bag of balls.
Yeah, but I get where you're going.
As I progress.
Not
here,
to bash the Houston franchise even more than I have.
I will bash the Houston the franchise because, look, this is what's happening here. So if J.J. Watt, Captain America, says, I don't want to be here anymore, okay, something's wrong, okay? Something's definitely wrong. Either be the ownership, GM, head coach, whatever. Something is broken in Houston. Now, all of a sudden, Deshaun Watson has been the most polarized person saying that he doesn't want to be there anymore, okay? He wants out. He can't get out. There's a no trade clause. He's trying to narrow down the teams he wants to go to. Teams aren't giving enough, blah, 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 blah. He can't get out of Houston. Now, he's been verbally saying, I'm done in Houston. I don't want to play here anymore. That's on record. This is where I had the problem. All of a sudden, his name is being dragged through the mud by these 12 women. And I am tired. I am very tired of this guilty until proven innocent method that this world has turned into. You are innocent until you are proven guilty. Deshaun Watson has people speaking out about him. All of a sudden, people are saying, and the feeling around the room is that he's guilty. And that, my friends, is bullshit. And I'm not talking about bullshit of being guilty. He could very well be guilty. But I don't think it's right that that's the knee-jerk reaction, that because all these girls are coming, the first girl came for a six-figure settlement.
I'm going to explain.
And now the people are jumping on board how, like it's a class action lawsuit.
How I'm going to explain why it's not necessarily 12 girls coming forward. What it is there's a lawyer who has a client who came forward.
Right.
Right. The first massage therapist came forward. What happens in these cases is they look for more precedent. And the lawyer's now job is to go seek out other women that might
build a case.
So build a case.
Right.
Essentially. This hasn't gone to a grand jury, even though they plan to, which is semantics. They always send it to a grand jury because it strengthens their case. Whether it goes through, you know, whether he gets indicted or not is another story.
Right.
But whether they think that they're going to send it to a grand jury just to strengthen their civil suit. There hasn't been 12 women come forward. There's been 12 women who have maybe, now this lawyer is
the
saying,
lawyer is hawking people.
I have 12 women. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of hearsay involved at this point. Until it gets court documents and the investigations get concluded, it's not fair
right
to drag somebody through the mud.
They are smearing this man's
understandably
name.
In a with a public figure, you're guilty until proven innocent, and that's just the way society goes.
It's relatively and I know that garbage,
this is,
but go ahead.
I know that you want to get to this, and you know what happens with Watson now, because there is no criminal charges filed.
Ooh, this is throwing me. This is giving me a flashback.
Yeah, there is no criminal charges filed. There is sexual misconduct alleged, right? He didn't lose any civil suit yet. This is all preliminary. The NFL launched an investigation, as they should.
Yeah, right? Sure.
Which is not news. You know the NFL is going to launch things.
Mm-hmm.
I would say people are saying that there's a smear campaign by the Texans owner.
It could be.
Knowing the lawyer. Which would be fucking nuts to me.
Absolutely.
That's worse than the Washington Redskins scandal, if not on par with what's going on with Washington.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Bro, if somebody literally says to like their friends around their close circle, this guy wants out, we'll see about
but
that.
But I think that that's a little...
It is. It's extreme.
That's a knee-jerk crazy.
Extreme.
Nobody. I don't think that that could be possible.
I'll tell you right now, Roger... I know you're listening.
I know this is what I was alluding to.
I know you're listening, Roger. And are they going to suspend him? I'm talking about Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL. Wherever Deshaun Watson winds up, whether it be in Houston or he's traded to the Jets or he's traded to the Dolphins, whatever, if he doesn't miss the first six games of this regular season, I'm going to lose my shit because of the garbage that you put Ezekiel Elliott through in 2017. See, not one case, not one charge, not one ounce of evidence, and you suspended Ezekiel Elliott for six games, and the Cowboys' season was lost. You took a season away because you felt it to suspend this guy. So that's all I'm saying. Treat it, even playing field. I don't give a shit if 95 more girls come through. Because this is an investigation, Deshaun Watson gets six games minimum.
See, I disagree for the sole fact that
I'm gonna throw something.
I understand your side of it, but it's the same.
Right, it's not coming from a Cowboys fan. It is, but it is.
You know, you hear the argument all the time about. Bear with me, guys. Mm-hmm. But when you hear, we'll equate to like the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
How there's never been a unanimous guy. Then Mariano gets it. He's unanimous, and then the next season Jeter comes along, and it's like
one vote.
You know, one vote short, and it's because, like, well, nobody, if Willie Mays wasn't unanimous and this wasn't unanimous, you know.
That is a good point.
You know, it's not fair to Watson because they got it wrong with Zeke that they should get it wrong with him as well, especially given all
the. But I'm saying they set the precedence right there.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Which now they have a problem on their hands because, like, they did set the precedent, and I know that they're not going to be able to divulge details of their investigation. And did Zeke even get charged? Did
he
he might have settled out of court just to shut it the fuck down.
He settled out of
down.
Nothing. There was nothing there. There was a whole text chain that basically said, let's get them, guys,
it could
or girls
be, it
or
could
whatever.
Be lesson learned, you know, by the NFL. I hope. And I hope that he gets to play until something comes of it, because
exactly. So that's what happened with Zeke.
It's not like
all these things went to grand juries and all this other shit.
There's a couple things that I'll say.
Dragged them through seven games, and all of a sudden they're like, "Oh,
one,
it's now."
One, what are these dudes like? If I'm an NFL player and I'm getting a massage, it's going to be from some fucking dude,
right?
No offense,
no offense, God, like, but the fuck dudes that. Have why would the hands?
You know okay? what you are we here for?
Right, Ken from the Hard Rock.
You know, it's the same thing with like drinking and driving. Like, call a fucking Uber. You know what I mean? Like, it's irresponsible for somebody who's in college and has no money
to not Uber.
You know what I mean? But an NFL player who's got all the fucking money in the world, right. Uber XL, bro, call a fucking Escalade here? And come pick you up.
What are we doing?
And I'm pretty sure if you line it up right, the NFLPA provides a car service. The problem with that is the players
don't want anybody crashing cars. Thought they stole with kill
but the
somebody.
Players don't want to be tracked like that,
right? And which fine. I get that part. You want your privacy, and but guess what, bro?
Don't
you
suspend Watson. On my behalf, suspend him on his behalf.
Yeah.
And just so we're clear, NFL GMs still want to trade for Watson.
Well, now they don't.
No, they do.
Oh, they still do.
Oh, they do. I read some articles, and it was like,
oh, yeah, Schefter actually said it. He said, it was like, this doesn't affect any of his trade value.
It does affect.
I said, what?
It's like, well, the investigate. We have to wait and see. Everything we've heard about Deshaun is that he's a great guy, and he checks all the boxes on the field.
He's checking a whole lot of boxes. Yeah.
Hey, Uncle
dude,
Steve.
That was good. I give myself that's
or Coach Steve.
Anyway. Deshaun Watson, something's got to give. That story will develop and develop and develop until it's done. I hope it's one. Well, either way, if he's a dog, he's a dog, and that's it. You put him in a doghouse. If he's not a dog, and just clear that guy's name because that's not fair. That is totally not fair to Deshaun Watson. But I digress. We'll move into our, the NFL. Obviously, before all this Deshaun Watson stuff. Entered the tampering period last Monday. So as we recorded and dropped, the tampering period was the next day. We talked about a couple guys that would be on the move, like where do we think they're going to go, blah, blah, blah. And it started. Free agency is now
fully underway.
And we are underway. Did somebody piss in Belichick's Cheerios, man? I've never seen the Patriots act like this before.
Belichick, oh, you mean the guy that put in the call? He's the one that probably is undermining the whole Watson thing, bringing his trade value down so he could slide in and pull him from.
No, I'll give you a six or something. Yeah.
I mean, he's not worth a fucking
thing. Yeah, I'm not giving a third round pick.
You could have Cam, I mean, too. We'll throw in Cam.
He's having masseuses just rub his balls.
Like, and honestly, knowing the Texans' propensity to pull off terrible trades.
The Hopkins trade alone. But, dude, you know what? Listen, the evil genius that is Bill Belichick, they went out and spent a fortune. And I agree with the method because I saw the Bucks do it last year. Like, hey, this guy's available. Get him. This guy's available. Get him, too. This guy's available for Tommy. Get him, too. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of Bruce Arians in this where he's just like, we're built to win now.
I'm confused by a little bit of
it. Let's do it. And Belichick is doing it. He's spending some cash flow.
I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring it
back. But they brought back Cam.
The defense. That's what I'm saying. Like they signed all these receivers.
We talked about
they
Cam signed. Last
they
week.
They let their left. They let their tackle go. Mm-hmm. Right. Which I'll get to that in a little bit. But they let their tackle go. They signed these tight ends. And I understand Cam can't throw anymore, so they signed tight ends. But like
all they really did
was just sign two guys for Cam to skip the ball to. You know, on third and short instead of third and long. And let's be real. Like, what's been the issue is Cam, you know, hasn't been protected throughout his career. They just lost a stud all-pro left tackle.
So what are they doing? Are they expecting him to be on the run again?
I don't know if he was an all-pro, but you get my point.
Yeah, no, he's a stud.
So Cam's losing offensive linemen. Got some good blocking tight ends and some good, you know, all-around players at the tight end position. But really, who do they have on the outside still? Is this Edelman?
I don't know. Maybe they did sign, as you related to, the tight end, Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
And in case y'all didn't know that, Duke, he doesn't know who the hell he was.
He doesn't know who he is. Jonnu Smith's a good player.
My God, do your homework. Or watch football.
And the Patriots led the league in opt-outs last year, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
And Chung just retired.
Yeah, but like this year, they're getting a lot of guys back. On the defensive side of the ball.
Right?
Gilmore.
Wait, no, he didn't opt out.
Did he not opt
no.
out?
No. There was a rumor for about an eight.
Am I going to have to edit that one out,
no,
too?
No, you don't edit anything out. That's fine. It's just the one YouTube troll is like, you stupid.
Yeah, that fucking guy. I think he keeps getting banned. His accounts keep getting banned.
Oh, of course, because somebody, I won't name names, keeps reporting his ass. So keep it up.
I was letting him go.
Keep
I was
trying.
Like,
I'll bring a smoke.
The first time he popped shit, I was like, oh, this guy's a fucking asshole. So insecure about the episode. And then, like, after a while, I was like, you know what? I really don't care. Guy, if you want to come on, and we'll talk shit. You know, yeah. like you're
we'll set up the mats right outside.
He's a fucking,
if you really
he's
go.
A ghost. He doesn't. It's easy to do what he's
internet
doing.
Trolls.
Yeah,
my
it's easy
God,
to do what
it's
he's
so
doing.
Awful. Anyway,
can't tell me anything
so
I don't
free
already
agency.
Know.
It's on. It's in. Yeah. It's on. The Cowboys, my Cowboys. I won't get too in depth with them because
they signed a safety.
They did. It took a couple days. They actually signed a plethora of guys. It was just very like B rate.
Special teams.
They re-signed a lot important. Of their own. They brought back Jordan Lewis. Like, a lot of guys that, you know, if you're not a Cowboys fan, you're not going to know who they are. Like, if I say Jordan Lewis, you're going to be like, I don't know. And if I say C.J. Goodwin, you're going to be like, I what? You know, like, so I get it.
No, you mean God, he's on the Bucks. Chris Godwin.
Not that guy. No. Not that guy at all.
Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State. But anyway, so the Cowboys finally made a move yesterday. They signed Keanu Neal from the Falcons. They have Malik Hooker in for a visit on the upcoming week. They also had Kazee coming in, too. So they're finally addressing things, which is like really, really impressive considering they don't do that in free agency. They just
and
wait for the draft.
They don't have
we
money.
Like the guys we got, right, Steve Jones? We got it. But anyway, other things. Galladay. I mean, I would say it's a big signing for the Giants, but you still got Daniel Jones. So that's kind of a wash.
I like the Galladay signing. I'm glad he's out of the division. I know
Daniel Jones is on his way. I think
you have the wrong impression of who Kenny Galladay is.
I think I do too, because I was comparing him to Alshon Jeffrey. Yeah.
Alshon Jeffrey, I would put him more of like a slightly less athletic Plaxico Burress.
Okay.
I would say that.
Less athletic? Because Plaxico wasn't. I mean.
Yeah, but exactly.
Okay.
So Alshon Jeffrey's more of a lumbering, you know, red zone threat.
Yeah, he's up. Yeah,
he will jump you on a deep ball, but he's not going to blow the coverage, you know, top off the coverage.
Gotcha.
I think Galladay could do a little bit of all of those things. He's like, literally, his nickname is Megatron Light. And I think that is something to do with the Detroit thing. But if you look at his attributes, he's 6'5", and he runs like the wind.
Another Detroit receiver on the move, Marvin Jones, signs with the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Good move for him.
Good move for him because he's probably getting paid, but I doubt
it. Oh, he's definitely getting paid.
Anyone goes to the Jaguars.
What are the – I mean, this is – I know this is going to make you happy, but what are the Bears doing, bro? I love Andy Dalton as a guy, as a person. He was great with the whole – you know, he wins the game. I love you, family. And they're like, we're so proud of you, Andy. And I was like, all great and good feeling with the Cowboys and won a couple games. But Jesus Christ, you just gave him $10 million to be your starting quarterback because Mitch Trubisky now, who was once traded up to get
ahead of Pat Mahomes and Watson.
Pat Mahomes and Watson were taken after Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky lands with Buffalo to back up Josh Allen.
It's a nice signing.
It's a nice, definitely nice signing. He's definitely serviceable. But the Bears, like what exactly is your game plan? Are you trading up? Because you don't
Bears went all in on the Russ trade. They tried to trade for Russ.
They tried to trade three first-round picks and Khalil Mack.
And Akeem Hicks, both of them.
So two starters, three first-round picks, and Seattle was
which honestly, I think that was the reason why Seattle backed out, because it's nice to get
a lot of money to take.
Exactly. Like, you don't want to – you're looking to get rid of Russ to get on, like, to take on two huge contracts on the wrong side of the ball.
That's going to be rough.
I don't agree. You're just putting – you know what they would be? They would be the Bears. that's who they would be. They would be the fucking Bears. See, I don't want to be the Bears.
So now, are you like confident now that, like, you know, it's Cousins, it's Trubisky, and it's you know, Jared Goff? Are you gonna like win this division by like eight?
I've been fairly confident throughout.
Yeah, but I mean, right
now you can't find a more confident fan than me.
Right, but right now,
yeah,
I'm
feeling really good.
Yeah, it's going to be a cakewalk.
My division, the division right now for the Packers next year is Tampa Bay, Seattle.
You're talking about the conference.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, like, that's the teams I'm looking at. I think the division we got.
Okay.
Unless his crazy injuries happen. But I'm starting to look at, like.
What about the guy behind me? What do you think?
Hey, we got to see, man. We got to see. I got to see Dallas's defense. I know their offense could put points.
They're making moves
up
on defense. I think they're adjusting the draft.
I think
as well
that their head coach is a scrub, which we've gotten to. And I'm not talking shit, bro. Like, I'm not.
Oh, no?
I'm not a hater. I'm just being like.
Oh no, we're not hating here. We're just telling it how it
bro,
is.
Like, for someone that experienced Mike McCarthy for over a decade,
it's the same way I experienced Jason Garrett.
Yeah,
I get it, bro.
So, like, do you think the Giants would go anywhere with Garrett calling plays for them?
No.
Exactly. Now you know how I feel about the Cowboys. No offense. I keep on saying no offense. I don't really care if he's offended. Honestly.
That's another line from Beer League. He's like, oh, because you said no offense, I didn't take offense to it. But no, I'm offended. Hey guys, Sturch here from the Chop Sports Podcast, and I want to tell you a little bit about Sunflower Meadow Seasoning. First of all, a guy my size likes flavor on his food, and there's nobody other than Jess that I go to for that. Her flavors range from French onion, BLT, Cajun country, so much more. They got dip blends, season shakers, smoothie mixes. Not even kidding, I've added some of their smoothie mixes to my post-workout protein shakes, and my goodness, what a difference. Get on over to sunflowermeadowseasoning.com for their entire list of products. Tell them Chop Sports sent you. Hey guys, it's Sturch from the Chop Sports Podcast, and I'm here to talk to you about LVC Transport. I recently just had to help a family member move after living in the same house for over 20 years. You know what that means? That's a lot of stuff. So I called my buddy Chris over at LVC Transport. He hooked it up with a massive dumpster. Huge discount. Now, he's looking to help out every member of Chop Sports. Call him today. Drop the name Chop Sports, and he's going to take 10% off the top right away. Just say Chop Sports, and he's taking 10% off the top. Get your free estimate today. Give him a call, 908-705-3006. But in any event, yeah, so free agency, we're excited about that. The draft's coming up soon. We definitely got to dive back into the draft conversation because I set up that whole big virtual thing. Now that we got the TV and we got all this crazy shit going on, we're definitely going to be hosting something really cool for the draft. We move on to the NCAA tournament, and we're hosting a, I know, you're looking around like, what tournament?
Wait, there's a tournament?
Right. So that's the problem, because first of all, we're all excited. I know Jimmy Palumbo's excited. Rutgers won a game.
Yeah.
For the first time since 1942. It was like in the 80s sometime.
And like
38 years.
Brian Ellerbe, Jimmy Palumbo's guest.
He'll be on tomorrow night.
He'll be released tomorrow night, and he was the, I said it on last week's podcast.
Yeah, he did.
And now he's no longer the last point guard to win an NCAA tournament game. So that has aged out of fucking the realm of reality. It doesn't work anymore.
So many years, and I'm sorry that his record has been broken. But we're excited that Rutgers wins a game. They play a really, you know, well-played game. I watched the whole thing from start to finish. And as we record this right now, they're tipping off at 7 o'clock. So you might be listening to this for the first time, and they could have already been eliminated. I don't know, but we'll find out. But the tournament itself, we hosted the March Madness tournament. For Chop Sports, and 25 people got on board. 25 people got on board. There is 18 hundo of you,
and it's like free.
25, and it's free. And I'm here to say that if you would have just got involved, the winner of this is going to take home a $50 Amazon gift card.
And it's only 50, and it's only 50.
But guess what? You could have did this. Click.
And it's only 50 because it's only fucking 25 people.
Right.
If it was more people and we got some more fucking burn,
totally
it is, then we would have upped the prizes.
This is a challenge. Because look, we'll give you the 50, but we're waiting for $150 of subscriptions to give away the bundle, which is a hat, hoodie, and a t-shirt of your choice and color of your choice, Nick Shine. I get it. But yeah, we're going to do that. Let's up the subscriptions. Tell your friends, share the page. We want you to be involved in all of this because that's how you grow. But anyway, the NCAA tournament brackets have been destroyed. Literally. Tear them all up. One seeds are dropping. It is, like, I won't touch too far on this, but this was the most difficult tournament to predict because of all the I think Oregon won their first round game via forfeit.
Yeah, and then there's like one game got called a no contest or something.
That's
like,
the game I'm talking about.
What is even happening? How is that even possible?
I don't look. Aren't they in a bubble? Am I wrong?
No, they're not.
They're not in a bubble.
I don't know if they're in a bubble, but they couldn't have possibly gone.
I don't know why. They're all in Indy. I don't know why.
But like I wouldn't say it's a bubble based on the fact that they were all playing in their conference tournament games last week.
Oh, so they really didn't take the appropriate amount of time off to quarantine all of that garbage.
So it's a unique situation where they got to bring a lot of people together.
Is this going to be one of those asterisks no matter what? Because look, you got teams like Rutgers. What if they take out Clemson and they get to the Sweet 16? Like, are we kidding here?
You could, didn't Rutgers just beat Clemson? They play Houston.
I'm sorry, they play Houston.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I say I know nothing, and I actually don't, but I knew that because, you know.
Thanks, Gooch, my man.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be an asterisk because you could make the case that it's a harder season to win based on all the stoppages
you've
got to deal with,
you know? I agree.
To a degree. I just think it is what it is. Everyone's playing on with the same rules. It's not like you put an asterisk like Bonds took steroids, so you maybe consider that an asterisk. Mm. But these guys are all dealing with the same shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if anything, there's some of these people that are milking the system and like, disguising their trash season as a COVID-related issue.
Coach K.
Coach K.
But I
anyway. Coach K's a pussy.
So the NCAA tournament is rolling on. We got it live here at the studio right now. Chop Sports Studios is where it's at. We're excited about that. We're excited about everything going on. Keep tabs of everything that's going on. I know it's hard. I mean, like, for people to say, like, hey, I didn't even know you were doing a March Madness bracket thing. And I posted, like, at least 6-7 times.
Dude.
I know. And you can mark it as announcements, and then they get drowned out, and blah, 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 blah.
It comes down to the fucking the algorithm.
I know. I know. I just don't want it to be, you know, taken over again by a meaningless post or anything like that. But, again, we encourage it. I did talk to my old boss the other day, Mikey. From Enterprise Rent-A-Car, where they give you the tools to be your own boss. He told me, he's like, let everybody post as much as they want. The traction is the best. No matter how dumb it is, no matter how meaningless it is, like, just let them talk. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Maybe I'll try it. So I haven't really deleted anything except for one post. I'll tell you off air, because it's just like, what the hell? What are we doing?
I got a text from somebody late last night about being drunk and then saying, like, my bad. So,
oh, I did too. But I didn't delete that. He deleted it.
All right.
Yeah, not the same guy. But right. That guy hit me up, too. He's like, hey, man.
I got big dick energy. That's exactly what he said to me. He's like, I had big dick energy tonight. My bad, dude. And I was like, I didn't even see what you're talking about, and I don't care.
That's fine. But anyway.
Don't talk to me about your dick ever again.
Ever again. So with that being said, it's been another great episode. Like the video. Comment on the video, only if it's nice. Subscribe to the podcast. We got a lineup that is just full force going this week. We got us tonight. We got Jimmy Palumbo coming back. We got Rube coming back for some
Hoops
more NBA. Hoops with Rube.
Chop Heads MMA podcast. Me and my MMA boy Tommy podcast. D.
The Chop 3 coming up, which again, we're going to be changing that around to get you guys more involved because, you know, enough of you have slipped into this guy's DM saying, hey, I want to be involved.
Yeah.
Hey, I want a show.
I want a podcast. I'm the guy. I want a podcast.
So
I
here's went to your chance.
And I'm not, and I don't say that when we say that in jest, like, oh, I want to do a podcast. We want you to want to do a podcast.
That's what we started.
It's just that
this
we need to see.
For.
We need to see you come do a podcast. It's not just about saying I want to do a podcast. Okay, you could do a podcast. Get your ass here, the studio. Call
Padawan,
me. Real set nice it up. Easy. It ain't far.
I mean, if Anthony gets
or it is
here.
Far, I don't know where you're at, but nonetheless, we could do this
I
remote.
Would buy the
we
beach.
We have a bunch of things that we could make it happen. So if you want to get your shit out on the airwaves, get on iTunes. There's a way to do it through the Chop 3 now.
Yeah. So let's do it. We're going to call it Chop Social. So we'll change that up as we go. But for Stooch, I got my own last name wrong. For Sturch, that's Gooch. I actually combined it. That's what it was.
And honestly, I was going to say,
that was
don't,
so adorable,
don't worry.
Right?
Don't worry.
Ash, come on. That was adorable.
I was
going
to say, don't worry. We'll edit that out. And then I was like, fuck him, because I fuck up all the time. And I'm like, oh, edit. And he's like, no, we're not editing that.
So we're not,
I was like, we're not editing that either.
I'm a stooge. Sturch, Gooch,
bow.
For Anthony over there, for Ashmere Fit, for the Chop Sports podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Stooch.